This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you ever miss a minute, which I couldn't imagine you would do, but if you ever do miss a minute, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes, and always keep in mind...
You know, freedom is not free.
Do keep that in mind. All right. Now, I want to do this really, really quickly before we get into Medal of Honor Monday. We'll get into that in just a second. Yes, there are powerful forces at work going after Trump. There are very, very powerful forces going out after Trump. You know what one of those powerful forces is not? Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan somehow doing the media circuit, blasting Trump as if anyone gives a crap what Paul Ryan has to say.
What will it mean to the Republican Party if he actually wins the nomination again?
We probably likely lose the White House. We just did in 20. So I think we probably lose the White House with Trump. And if there's someone not named Trump, my guess is we win the White House.
But if I'm saying if he wins the general election, if he becomes president again, I mean, the way Liz Cheney has put it, it's like an existential threat to the country.
I just don't think he's going to. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think he'll win.
He's just
I think he's unelectable because that suburban voter, you think he's more popular since the 2020 election with the swing voter in America or less?
No evidence of that at all.
Yeah. But I think he's going to continue to lose altitude. Because we want to win, and we know with him we lose. We have a string of losses to.
I've had enough. No one cares what Paul Ryan says. All right, you know what? That's enough. It's Medal of Honor Monday time. Remember, we do take emailed suggestions. If you have one you love, or a relative, or friend, or someone lives in your hometown, whatever. If there's one you love, we do take suggestions on Medal of Honor Monday because we want to honor these. We do this every single Monday at this time. We take a Medal of Honor, recipient, an earner of the Medal of Honor, and we just read his citation on the show. Now, what we don't do very much of is read one for CBs. CBs, that's not a very common thing. I'll explain what CBs are in a second, Chris. Don't worry about that. But first, I'm going to do this. This email says, Jesse, for Medal of Honor Monday, would you look into Marvin G. Shields? He's the only Navy CB to ever win the Medal of Honor. There is a base named after him, Camp Shields, on Okinawa, across from the Kadena Air Force Base. I know this one because I was a CB-2 and deployed twice to that base. Also, can we hear from the Frito Bandito? Says I can say his name. His name is Rich. So without further ado, Chris?
Ready, aim, fire.
Honoring those who went above and beyond, it's Medal of Honor Monday.
For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty, although wounded when the Compound Detachment A-342 5th Special Forces Group 1st Special Forces came under intense fire from an estimated reinforced Viet Cong regiment employing machine guns, heavy weapons, and small arms, Shields continued to resupply his fellow Americans who needed ammunition and to return the enemy fire for a period of approximately 3 hours. At which time the Viet Cong launched a massive attack at close range with flamethrowers, hand grenades, and small arms fire. Wounded a second time during this attack, Shields nevertheless assisted in carrying a more critically wounded man to safety and then resumed firing at the enemy for 4 more hours. When the commander asked for a volunteer to accompany him in an attempt to knock out an enemy machine gun emplacement, which was endangering the lives of all personnel in the compound because of the accuracy of its fire, Shields unhesitatingly volunteered for this extremely hazardous mission. Proceeding toward their objective with a 3.5-inch rocket launcher, they succeeded in destroying the enemy machine gun emplacement, thus undoubtedly saving the lives of many of their fellow servicemen in the compound. Shields was mortally wounded by a hostile fire while returning to his defensive position. His heroic initiative and great personal valor in the face of intense enemy fire sustain and enhance the finest traditions of U.S. Naval service. And let's honor this hero with taps, shall we?
Thank you.
Brave man right there. And for those who don't know, we'll get back into all this stuff and doesn't appear that the COVID booster stuff's going away and emails and this rail union and stuff is not good. We'll get into all that too, but I do want to say really briefly, what people don't understand about the Seabees is the Seabees are the construction workers that build the things you need to survive. And they actually have done some really, really crazy brave things throughout CB history. And this is kind of what I mean. If you took over, let's say you're in World War, you're in the Pacific War, and you took over an island. The purpose of taking over an island is not the island itself. The island doesn't mean anything, just some spit of rock in the ocean. You want to build an airfield or take over an airfield. But then you have to build defenses for the airfield because they're going to try to take it back. And you have to build the airfield itself so planes can take off and land, and your planes are different than their planes, and you'll need a specific kind of runway. So these guys, it's not just that they're out there driving a backhoe around and building things. Oftentimes, when they're in a combat zone, they're getting shot and shot at while they're doing it, which I consider to be, in some ways, more brave. If I'm sitting there in a fighting hole with a rifle in my hand getting shot at, I have the privilege of being able to shoot back. If I'm stuck on a backhoe trying to get stuff done, just waiting for a bullet to go into my dome, that is not good. That is absurd. And these guys have done this stuff. Remember, construction and putting together things like this, they're not sexy. You're not going to see a movie about, wow, I can't believe the Seabees, they built such a great berm over there. That's just not, Ridley Scott isn't going to put together a movie like that. What they do is critical in combat. And they're very, very, very impressive. All right. Now, you know what's not impressive? Some of your Thanksgiving dishes. And I'm not insulting you in particular. I know how it works. Remember, I have a big extended family on my mom's side, so I've been to all those. I'm going to the wife's family for Thanksgiving this year. And then we'll have to do two different Thanksgivings there, one with her dad's family, one with her mom's family. So believe me, I've got to do the Thanksgiving thing. I'm about to be King Thanksgiving. And you probably are too. I know you've got a family gathering of some kind. And maybe you're looking forward to this or looking forward to that. Maybe you're some weirdo turbo freak who looks forward to turkey or something like that. That's fine. That's fine. Look, people can like gross things. But it's time for you to get it off your chest. There's something you eat at Thanksgiving that you don't like. I know it's true. Look, maybe it's the cranberry sauce. Maybe it's that wretched green bean casserole or something like that. So I'm giving you the option tonight to call in anonymously. You can use a false name. Don't use some dumb nickname. You can use a false name tonight when you call in. If there's a dish you want called out, and you can even say, look, it's the wife's, it's my husband, it's my mom's, just don't name them on national radio, okay? It's time to get off your chest. What is the dish you dread? Everyone has one. Everyone has a mother that can't seem to make the rolls right. Everyone has one. 877-377-4373. What's the Thanksgiving dish you dread? 877-377-4373. You hear this today from the hags at the View?
I don't know that they hide behind religion, because I said this on this show once before. Jesus would be the grand marshal at the Pride Parade.
I don't mean about gay people.
Do remember this, and remember it well. The communist, because he doesn't have any value system, not one you would recognize anyway. The communist has for years, they write about this. It's not like it's my theory. They write about this. He has used your values against you endlessly, over and over and over and over and over again. He will see your values, and he doesn't feel them. He doesn't relate to them at all, but he understands they're important to you, and he will use them against you, but only if you let him. That's why they'll roll out Gold Star Widows to campaign against Trump. That's why they found some teenage girl to campaign for climate change. That's them using your values, trying to tug at your heartstrings. Reject all of it, all right? All of it. All right. What Thanksgiving dish do you eat? and it sucks. Talk about that in a second. You know what we ought to do, Chris? We ought to do a special hero segment for those who are willing to use their real names. We can call it the Hero Gun Saving of Thanksgiving segment. And maybe around the Thanksgiving table, maybe you should do two things this Thursday. Maybe you should gather around and finally tell your Aunt Peggy that her fruit salad is disgusting and everyone wants to vomit it. And you should tell Aunt Peggy that she needs to get a hero gun so she doesn't get shot or stabbed on the way to her car that night. Because there are criminals everywhere in this freaking society now. And Aunt Peggy doesn't have to worry that she doesn't like guns. I don't like guns. Fine. It's a non-lethal gun. It shoots pepper balls. Go to hero2020.com. Hero2020.com. She doesn't need a concealed carry permit anyway. So quit worrying about it, Peggy. Hero2020.com. Code Jesse. Get yourself and the person you love the most a hero gun. Hero2020.com. Code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. All right. It's time to get it off your chest. 877-377-4373. What's that Thanksgiving dish you hate?
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, and it has been a fun Medal of Honor Monday so far. You can catch the whole thing if you missed any of it on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. In a second, I'm going to get over to your Thanksgiving dishes you've hated. You hate it. You're dreading it. You know you're dreading something. I'll tell you one thing. I know I've got a list of things I'm dreading. Now, I'm going to show up like a man, and I'm going to gut down some food I don't like, and I'm going to say, this green bean casserole is fantastic. Best I've had. But deep down inside, just between you and me, I get a feeling in the pit of my stomach when I'm heading over to eat bad food somewhere. Sometimes the Kellys have been known, I can say this now because they're both gone, rest in peace, my grandma and grandpa on my mother's side. You see, my grandma was a wonderful woman, but man, she was a bad cook, a really, really bad cook. And we would, because my entire family's rude, this really started with my father, we would oftentimes stop at Wendy's or McDonald's on the way over here, just so when we showed up at grandma's house, we'd say, oh no, you made the pot roast again. Man, that smells delicious, grandma, but I gotta be honest, we just ate. We're not above that in the Kelly household. So we'll get to that here in a second, the foods you're dreading. Yeah, back to the real quick, the Special Counsel for America.
The Department of Justice has long recognized that in certain extraordinary cases, it is in the public interest to appoint a special prosecutor to independently manage an investigation and prosecution. Based on recent developments, including the former president's announcement that he is a candidate for president in the next election, and the sitting president's stated intention to be a candidate as well, I have concluded that it is in the public interest to appoint a special counsel.
Well, of course, we wouldn't want the thing to look political. Headline from the Post-Millennial. Wife of Trump special counsel produced Michelle Obama's documentary and donated thousands to Biden. Well, we certainly wouldn't want this to be just a political witch trial, would we? Gosh. Just look, what else are we going to do but laugh? Late stage Republic stuff, man. All right. Remember, there's no judgment here. This is a safe place tonight because it can be an anonymous place tonight. A fake name is totally acceptable. What are you dreading to eat on Thanksgiving? And who's responsible for it? Dave, Pennsylvania, go.
Hey, grilled Brussels sprouts and broccoli.
Oh, gosh, who makes that?
Well, it somehow appears at every Thanksgiving.
Brussels sprouts, there's something wrong. There's something wrong with people who still eat Brussels sprouts. And they're so disgusting. And this is what they'll all tell you, because the wife does this. The wife, she'll go to a restaurant and order them, one of these health freaks. And then she makes them one day at the house. And she's trying to get me into them. So she puts all these seasonings on them, then chops up bacon in there and serves it. And it's still just revolting.
And she says, oh, you don't like, I put bacon in there. Yeah, the bacon's good. That doesn't change the Brussels sprouts. I'll eat all the bacon out of it if that works for you. Chris, Colorado, go.
Stuffing. Just the idea of it. I mean, what's the point? To dry out your mouth so you can't eat anything else?
You know, this is actually a really good point about the stuffing. Why do we like it again? I don't understand. No, it's not good, Chris. They're stuffing croutons up the rear end of a turkey and cook it in there. What does that mean? What, Chris? It shouldn't be dry. You see, this is what all Thanksgiving people say, though. This is the problem. Every single Thanksgiving person, when you bring up the fact like turkey sucks, everyone really knows turkey sucks. Turkey sucks. And I'll say, or they'll say, why don't you like it? And I'll say, well, it's dry. They'll say, well, if it's dry, you're not cooking it right. Well, how is it that so many people are not cooking it right? Maybe it's crappy meat. What, Chris? I know the problem is they only cook it one time. Did you say if they spatcock it? Spatcock it? Could you elaborate maybe? What is spatcocking? To split it? Okay. Anyway, let's go back to the phone. Billy in Connecticut, go.
Oh, man. There's so many things, but the one thing you cannot have is anything with marshmallows. Marshmallows do not belong on the best holiday that there is. Anything that has that gelatinous gop should not be on anybody's table. Marshmallows should only be roasted on a barbecue or somehow in a hot chocolate. Stay off the table. It should be illegal, and you should have a special prosecutor to make sure it never happens anywhere in the United States.
I respect that kind of passion. I respect that kind of passion. May I add, by the way, 877-377-4373, if you have a dish you don't like, may I add, marshmallows are necessary for that despicable sweet potato filth you try to serve? What, Chris? All right. You know what? We're going to keep doing these. Remember, there's always a bonus bar eating sound or whatever sound effect you like if you call in on your Pure Talk phone. I never take phone calls. So if you call in on a non-communist phone, then you actually get benefits here. Why? Because we put our money where our morals are, do we not? In all seriousness, are we anti-communists or not? You going to pay Verizon to keep putting out that filth? I'm not. AT&T, T-Mobile, Pure Talk's on the same 5G network. Exact same one? My bill got cut in half. And when I pay my bill every single month, I believe I actually just paid ours today, by the way. When I pay my bill every single month, my money's actually going to people who share my values, not people who spit in my face, happily. And right now, when you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, that'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly and switch to Pure Talk, all right? Save yourself a fortune, put your money where your morals are. More on your Thanksgiving and a union strike, which is not good. You know what? We'll address the union strike real quick and then we'll get back to Thanksgiving. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I'm glad. I can tell it's making you feel good to get this off your chest, this Thanksgiving dish you're dreading. It makes me feel good to give you this necessary outlet. Now, before we get back to this, I'm going to do something real quick here. You know how we always talk about the truth being simple? I always use the example of one of my kids, you know, spills milk or eats a cookie. And I call them both there and I ask them, hey, James, did you do this? And James said, no. And I asked Luke, did you do this? And he said, well, you got to, I don't know. You see, I got home late from school. And I would, then Luke did it. The truth is simple. If you were to ask me right now, Jesse, did you murder that guy in Houston last night? No. Jesse, did you rob the bank earlier? No. Jesse, have you ever stolen a car? No. See, the truth is very, very simple. Joe Biden's about to be investigated because Joe Biden is a crooked human being and has been really for his entire political career. Corinne Diversity Hire was asked today about it. And let me tell you, this truth doesn't sound that simple.
Can you address whether the president was involved in any of his son, Hunter, or his brother's foreign business deals?
So, look, there's some a little bit of interesting, kind of on-brand thinking here because You know, congressional Republicans ran saying that they were going to fight inflation. They said they were going to make that a priority. They were very clear about that these past several months. And instead, what they're doing is they're focusing, they're making their top priority. They get the majority, and their top priority is actually not focusing on the American families, but focusing on the president's family.
Can you address?
That didn't sound like no. Man, that was a lot of words to say no. Because if you were to ask me, hey, Jesse, have you ever been involved in any international criminal activity with any members of your family? You know what my answer would be? No. It's weird how easy that is. No. It's funny, huh? Don't worry. I'm sure there's nothing to that. Steve, Pennsylvania, go.
The worst thing I ever ate and I took it with a I was smile on my face was my great aunt used to make these candied sweet potatoes. They were like swimming in log cabin syrup and like marshmallows and everything, and it was just, if you weren't diabetic you would be. But I remember my you know, Bernard said to me, he said, listen, I survived World War II in the South Pacific. If I could do that, you can eat your great aunt Mary's sweet potatoes and shut up and not say anything bad. Just tell her it's the best thing you ever had, and that's, yeah.
What are you going to say to that? I survived the war in the Pacific. You can tough down. Yeah, you've got to get those things down.
You pretty much, that's, yeah. I mean.
Happy Thanksgiving, Steve. Zach, Illinois, go.
Well, the deviled eggs we had last year weren't that great. However, girlfriend made them, and shout out to her. I love her more than just a girlfriend, so she's going to hear this. And sorry my sister's doing them this year, but they're going to be right.
How about you love her more than just a girlfriend? Is that a fact?
Oh, that's a fact. She's going to hear it, too. And we got about a 45-second delay, so I'm going to video it as soon as I get off the phone. Thanks for letting me call in, man.
Go get him, boss. How about that? Somebody's about to get the question popped tonight. Atlanta and Brody, go.
Hey, Hefe. So that marshmallow fluff fruit salad, the pink stuff, I don't know how this happens, but like we'll show up and a big family gathering, like there'll be three different iterations of it, and they're all just patently terrible. They're awful.
Man, it is bad. And you know what's really weird about that? Because everyone has some version of that at their Thanksgiving table. Shouldn't it be good? When you think about it, I mean, fruit is delicious. It's like nature's candy. Fruit is delicious. And marshmallows are good. And combined, they should be good, but they're not good. It's never good. What, Chris? Too sweet is a thing? Are you talking about me again? What, Chris? Anyway, did you hear Joe Biden today pitching for vaccines during Thanksgiving?
That's what the Thanksgiving tradition is all about, being grateful for what we have and grateful for fellow Americans who we may never meet. And think about the scientists and researchers, doctors and nurses keeping us safe through the pandemic. 2 years ago, we couldn't even safely have Thanksgiving with large family gatherings. Now we can. That's progress, and let's keep it going. We have new COVID vaccine updates to deal with, new variants.
Hold on. 2 years ago, we couldn't even have Thanksgiving safely? At the Kellys, we sure were. Speak for yourself, Joe. At the Kellys, we sure were. Hank Hill, Arlington, go.
This is Hank Hill. You know, America's full of all kinds of different cultures, and I married a Russian, and she makes quite exquisite food, except for the borscht and this terrible meat stuff in gelatinous material. I don't really know what it is, but I just try to eat it.
Hank, what's borscht?
Borscht is like an evil tomato soup with onions and who knows what else is in it, but I'll tell you what, it is. It will turn your mouth out and your belly button in. I don't know how to explain that stuff.
Hank, where'd you track down a Russian chick?
Well, you know, I sell propane and propane accessories, and she was cold one winter, and I came up to fix everything up, and, well, She just fell in love with my accent.
Hank, let me see if I have this right. You actually do sell propane and propane accessories, and that's how you met your Russian bride? Do I have that right?
This is correct. It wasn't one of those mail-order catalogs, and let me tell you, she can smoke all of them ladies.
Oh, that's so good. 877-377-4373 sounded just like Hank Hill. Oh, gosh, I love you guys. All right, let's get to a quick email here. We'll get back to more of these. The dish you're dreading. 877-377-4373. By the way, speaking of what Hank just said, I'm not one of the ones who ordered one out of a catalog. I've always thought that was unfairly judgmental to dudes. Like, I was in the Marines with a guy. And we went to Thailand, and I'll be frank, he's ugly. He's really, really ugly. It just, some people just are. What are you going to do? Not everyone can be symmetrical, Chris. Anyway, he's really ugly. And he knew it was ugly. It's not like we didn't tell him, and he knew very well. And he found a Thai chick that was, I mean, she was a dime, right? She's a Thai chick, and he liked her, and he wanted to marry her. And everyone started giving him crap about trying to marry this girl from Thailand. I was the only voice out there saying, buddy, I'm not going to tell you his name, but they'll just call him Bob. I said, Bob, buddy, this is your only chance for a dime. Believe me when I tell you, Thailand is your only chance for a dime. No, Chris, it didn't end up linking up. Who knows what kind of sea creature he ended up with when he could have had the Thai chick. There's no judgment here. If you can't find an American dime, go overseas, for Pete's sake. Get in that catalog. A buddy of mine said we're going round and round about ballot harvesting. I mentioned no way we can get anywhere in the black community. He suggested that all the Mexicans he works with would be open to it. They are everywhere, including rural Iowa, and don't care for the drag queen story hour. Says I can use his name. Well, I don't know that we have to be race specific with our ballot harvesting. We just need the ballots in. Right? What, Chris? Yeah, that's a good point from Chris. Chris said, you think black people like drag story hour? No, black people don't like that crap either. I mean, the market for that stuff is teeny, 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 tiny. If you could ever get people to vote on it or get people just more aware of what these people do. All right, you know what? We're going to get back to these here in just a second. Then we'll talk about this rail union stuff. But I want to get to this really quickly. I'm actually busy in the commercial breaks. You're not going to believe this. I know you think there are high-end discussions going on. I'm on a dreaded group text with my mother, my sister, my wife, my father, and it's all about Christmas. And hey, what's everyone want for Christmas this year? And I hate that because I never have an answer. I never know. Maybe you're like that. Maybe you have a hard time buying or figuring out what you want. I've got something for you. Giza Dream Sheets. And maybe that doesn't sound sexy, right? Who wants sheets for Christmas? I want a ray gun or something. Listen, a third of your life is in bed. A third of your life is spent with those sheets. How long do you spend with your ray gun? They're at the lowest price ever right now. You can get them as low as $29.99. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse, and that's how you get the lowest price ever. Giza Dream Sheets. Go get a couple sets. Ask for a couple sets. Get them for others. MyPillow.com, promo Jesse.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome. 69, I was
21 when I called the road. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we're having a good time tonight. So I'm just going to quickly move past the bad news so we can go back to having fun with Thanksgiving. It's been ugly enough. We're practically on Thanksgiving break already. Biggest rail union rejects contract, raising possibility of nationwide strike during the holidays. By the way, this is about 28,000 conductors, so that's kind of basically horrific. It failed. They're almost undoubtedly going to strike now, and they're going to strike at the worst possible time. And again, this is what I've been trying to warn about how ugly, how truly, truly ugly it can get when you push your economy to the brink and you spend and you spend and you regulate and you spend and you go so far out of control. Then you blow your dollar out. Then you're raising interest rates. Well, now what you've done, you've given yourself no wiggle room. If one thing goes wrong that you didn't see coming, now you're in deep, deep, deep trouble. We cannot afford to start having rail lines shut down in this country. That is not a good thing. Yeah. You know what? All right, back to the good stuff.
I'm looking forward to this one. Steven, Pennsylvania, what Thanksgiving dish are you dreading?
That crap with the marshmallows on top.
That's the sweet potatoes. It's horrible. Michael, Denver, go.
Giblets. Why would you leave that stuff in your gravy? I mean, my gosh, I get great turkey usually, and I get a good stuffing. My wife turned the cornbread stuffing, but
ooh,
why put the giblets in there? That is disgusting. You can't even chew it.
It is disgusting. And I'll tell you, so, you know what? I don't care if I get hate for it. I don't care. 877-377-4373. Gravy ain't all that good either. No, hold on. Let me explain. I'm talking about regular brown gravy. I'm a gravy freak. Sausage gravy, or get some heavy peppered gravy, or a jalapeno gravy. You can find those in a lot of different places in Texas. I love gravy. What does brown gravy bring to me? In fact, why does brown gravy even still exist? Once sausage gravy was invented, why ever go back to regular brown gravy? You know what nobody has ever said in the history of mankind while they were eating sausage gravy? You know, this would be better if there wasn't sausage in it. Nobody has ever said that. It'd be like hanging up your computer and going back to a typewriter. I don't understand it. Casey, Texas, go.
Hey, Jesse. This is not a complaint on a broad Thanksgiving dish. This is a deliberate and directed attack at my dear sweet Aunt Linda.
What's Linda
the
make?
Combination of corn. Linda prepares every year against societal norms, corn and macaroni and cheese in the same pan out of the oven, and it's got to stop. I don't know what Stalinist gulag soup kitchen she learned this in, but someone needs to take away the hammer and sickle and sit her down, because I don't know where she got it from, and I don't know if it's just four or five lunatics in my family that like it, or if this is a popular thing, but I refuse to accept it.
Oh, as you should. You know, some of these things are just because nobody has ever wanted to be honest with a relative. That's what a lot of these things are. Guess what? The first time Aunt Linda dropped corn in her mac and cheese, everyone hated it, but everyone was too nice. And this is why I argue, this is why the show, our show, has ended up growing the way it's growing. It's certainly not because of any talent or intelligence I have. It's because I'm the one willing to be that guy to tell Linda, your mac and cheese sucks. Get the corn out of your mac and cheese. Put some jalapenos or something in there. Have some respect. Phil, Colorado, go.
Hey, pumpkin. Pumpkin season lasts from October until January, and it's the last thing I ever want to see. But... the description of the guy in World War II that you gave earlier, his name was Robert Porter. He was 21-year-old construction worker and volunteered and went into the military and built those runways in the Pacific under fire because he was an equipment operator. And then after World War II, he stayed in for 8 years. He walked out of Chosin. He was a CB during World War II and Korean War, and this is the first time I've ever been able to give him props on it. What a wonderful, wonderful man. 8 years service, and I had to learn about it from his daughter after he died, 1 month shy of 100 years old.
How about that? Man, wrap your mind around this. Wrap your mind around this. You know the war in the Pacific. It's my favorite part of history, I'll be honest. I obsess over it. The war in the Pacific was horrible in ways, just barbaric, just subhuman barbaric, the way that war had to be fought. There are men who have lived, who fought in the war in the Pacific, and then went and fought in Chosin Reservoir in Korea. There are men, those have to be the hardest men who've ever walked the face of the planet. If you have lived through one of those two things, you are made of concrete. You are officially chiseled in the side of a mountain if you fought in both of those things. That's just, gosh, that's freaking awesome. All right, we're going to get to some more of these in a second. Let me do this really quickly first. All the fun stuff aside, we are making sure we're always taking care of ourselves, right? All the time. Not just your health. We talk about that a lot. That's going to be a consistent theme on the shelves. Taking care of ourselves.
our physical protection. I bring this up because I just saw, it's just terrible. A couple in their 60s was leaving an Elton John concert in L.A. Someone bumped into the back of them. Nothing terrible, bumped into the back of them. And the husband did exactly what you would do. He threw the car in park, got out and went and looked, and was promptly mobbed by the people and beaten almost to death. And then they beat his wife, too. I'm telling you, man, and this is not some rap concert where you might expect something like that to go out. This is an Elton John concert. The level of violence and just mental illness out there right now is palpable. Get yourself a hero gun and carry it on you. Carry it on you. Carry it on you, please. At all times. At all times. Even when you're checking a fender bender. Especially when you're checking a fender bender. Go to hero2020.com, code Jesse, for a special discount, all right? Hero2020.com, code Jesse. All right? Go. Paul, Florida, go.
Yes, I just want to let you know, Jesse, don't forget Army Combat Engineers. I love my brothers and sisters, but I did a lot of stuff in Army. And another thing is the fruitcake. Everybody's got to bring fruitcake to Thanksgiving, and it's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Really? Yeah, no, that's legitimate.
And
fruitcake.
Another thing, Jesse, is you gotta get some T-shirts out, brother. On the back of the T-shirt, say the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. On the front, big letters. What, Chris?
We do need to finally dig in on the merch, Chris. Hold on. What are you holding? What, Chris? Oh, I forgot. I know you all are going to find this really, really surprising, but Chris has a business idea, so big surprise. Chris is figuring out how to do the T-shirts. Chris, we're not going to charge people an arm and a leg for the T-shirts, okay? If we end up doing shirts, we need American shirts, which is virtually impossible. I want to buy American if at all humanly possible. And if that's not possible, we're not buying from some communist piece of trash company like China, and we're not going to charge people through the nose. All right, but we do need to get some What Chris shirts. All right. All right, we're going to do more of these. 877-377-4373. What are you dreading? What dish are you dreading at Thanksgiving? But first, someone thinks Dome deserves more respect. Someone pulled a gun on somebody, and I actually am going to defend him for it. All that's still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show.
This is an iHeart podcast.